WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
There's a world past the curtains of eager excitement, the sea of impatience waiting in sight. It's all so enticing, it's all mesmerizing.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hello. We're here. We're live. It's The Rack. You can follow along the conversation by tweeting at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, or come to Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive, and join us in our interactive chat room. We'll read your comics like someone saying hello and hi, devils.
Hi, devils.
So,
hi, chat.
I'm reading the chat. So, hi, hello, shalom.
And you know, if you're listening to us on Twitch and you have Amazon Prime, you may have a Twitch Prime sub available. Go up, look up in your top right bar. There's a little purple button there. If you click on it, it'll tell you how you have a free Twitch Prime sub. You can use it here. You can use it anywhere. But, you know, if you want to use it here, that'd be really cool. Just saying. But, you know, gotta plug the Prime.
As I start taking a drink of water, she starts plugging Prime, and I start laughing. So that's good. That's a good way to start the show. We have a lot to get into.
Okay. All right. So we have news. We have notes. We have NXT. Tweet of the Week. All your favorites. SmackDown. And we're talking about a thing I didn't want to talk about, but then people had to open their mouths, and now we have to talk about it. And I'm quite upset. It's the whole
thing.
Ant Flow incident is what I'm calling it now. So we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But yeah, we are going to discuss that because me being a girl and this happening, I feel almost obligated to kind of like talk about it. So, you know, bring that female perspective to all the men screaming, oh my God, a tampon! So,
ew.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. But not in the way you think we're going to get into it. So, there's that
Hold on. Before she goes any further, she's prepped for this?
I have. I did prep for this.
There's been research done. Notes have been taken. She's prepared. The thing. Coming up in segment number 2.
Yes. But before we get to segment number two, we need to do segment number one. And that is, what the heck is going on in wrestling? Brought to you by our friends over at FightBoot.com and Gerwick.net. And, well, we've got some huge news coming out this week. AEW came to the party, y'all. They came to the party.
Yeah, they've come to play.
So, they held a press conference this past Tuesday in Jacksonville.
A rally.
A rally press conference, whatever the hell you want to call it. They did a thing, okay? They did a thing in Jacksonville the same night as SmackDown. I actually saw a headline out there that said, well, the AEW thing may not have been coincidental. Dude, if you thought that thing was coincidental...
They were a block and a half away from SmackDown Live. I'm just saying.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, they're a block and a half away from SmackDown Live. All right, so things happened. Things were announced. Things were put out there in the universe. All right. Let's go through the signings first, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You have MJK, independent star. Britt Baker, DMS, something like that. Whatever. Dr. Britt Baker. She's a dentist. Joey Janela, Penelope Ford, SCU, Daniel Kazarian, Scorpio Sky, Hangman Page were all signed by AEW. Two big names that were signed are Pac, the former MJF. That's what it is. MJF, not MJK. I don't know why I thought it was K, but it's MJF. Thank you. DMD, thank you. See, that's why we have a chat room that can correct my all the half stuff I listen to. They had Pac, the former Neville, he assigned, and Chris Jericho, the big name, got them trending worldwide, signed on the dotted line for 3 years with AEW. His big major reason for signing with them is because of the TV deal that is coming, supposedly, whatever they're working on. Whether that's with TNT, TBS, who knows, but there's something in the air for that. They announced they have a partnership with a group in China called OWE. That I do know, I remember hearing. Because Matt Jackson sort of remembered what he had to say and sort of was trying to sell it like it was a big deal. Came off like it wasn't. But besides that, they've announced that Double or Nothing, the next pay-per-view, will happen on May 25th in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. Shocking, they're doing a pay-per-view on a holiday weekend. And later in the year, they'll be holding a show in Jacksonville supporting the victims of gun violence. So there you go. Those are the things that came out in terms of actual physical news. They also announced that there will be equal scale pay for men and women.
Which is cool.
Right. They first came out and said equal pay, but no, it's equal scale pay for men and women. So there you go.
And there will be a women's division that has been announced as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, with Britt Baker and Brandi Rhodes and whoever else has signed to sign. So there's that.
It's all really exciting for them. I still have a lot of reservations surrounding them just because the more you hear about this, the more you're like, okay, that's really cool, but this is like getting to the level that if this blows up in their face, they're pretty much like the laughing stocks of wrestling, and you don't want that to happen to them. So you're talking serious money. The guy that they've got paying for everything, he has no problem giving them whatever they want for the time being. It seems like if Jericho's going around saying that they've got a strong TV deal potential, but nothing signed yet, so we'll have to see if they can close the TV deal. That's my whole big like concern with this is because essentially they're going to market with one show, which is All In, and they're saying this is our product, this is what we can do. And as far as I know, Cody and the Bucks really, and pretty much everybody involved in this project from on the executive level really don't have the television background required to do something like this. I don't know about the son of the Jacksonville Jaguars owner. I don't know anything about him. So he could have it and it would be fine. But I know that Cody and the Bucks and Brandy, they've never done this before. So they're kind of flying blind in terms of launching new promotion on this level. Like, there's one thing to launch Cody's independent promotion on the indies, no TV, no nothing. Like, you can do that, no problem. When you start getting into, like, TV deals and multi-million-dollar contracts and pay-per-views right off the bat, that can get really scary.
There's a difference between Cody All-Pro Wrestling and, you know, AEW.
Yeah, so I hope everything works out for them. I hope everything goes swimmingly for them. They can close everything.
When it comes to Mr. Kenny Omega, because he's a thing that's being talked about.
He's completely up in the air. Nobody really knows.
He's going to be with AEW. Jericho sort of mentioned it in an interview that he mentioned Kenny and Cody. And so it's like, all right. They all believe Kenny is joining them. And that's great. And that's great for Kenny and whatever, but this is me. Why try to do the same thing with the same people? You can do it differently with different people. But that's just me. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, we'll see, because we'll see where Kenny's head's at. I mean, it's like, from everything coming out about the WWE deal, it's a very, very sweet offer that he's got. I would almost, it kind of almost seems like he's got the AJ deal to a certain extent, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know the exact parameters, but that's just what this feels like, is that they've pitched him to the same level that they pitched AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just, you're not going to go to NXT. You're going to go right to the main roster. We're going to push you right to the top. You're going to be a star. We're going to make sure of it. We're not going to dick around on this one. That's kind of what this feels like. But we'll see. I mean, if Kenny decides to go to AEW, that would be a huge grab. The thing that's going to hurt him there is that they're not ready to go hot with this yet. So there's going to be a lot of downtime involved in AEW. So it would be interesting to see if Kenny gets involved in any of the backstage stuff, or if he's allowed to work any of the indies while they're getting this up and running, versus WWE. He would come in and he would just be able to hit the ball running and go.
Yeah. One other thing. Billy Gunn is the first backstage producer for the company. Yeah, Omega won't be at the Rumble because his contract ends on the 31st. Yeah, mention that.
Yeah, if they bring in Omega, they're going to say, if WWE nets Kenny Omega, they're going to do something very special with him. He's not just going to turn up in the Rumble. I mean, that's a pretty cool way to come into the company, but I would suspect they bring him in a pretty spectacular fashion. Kind of almost like Styles debuted in the Rumble.
Yeah.
He showed up at the Rumble, but it's like, I just feel like they're going to do more for Kenny Omega. I don't know.
So there you
go. They sign him.
If they sign him. But we'll see. I don't know. We'll see where hell it goes. We'll keep you updated on AEW. It's all, they have the next 4 months to go hire the producers, the TV producers, the camera guys, the directors, everything like that. They have to hire the front office. They have to hire everyone to put into place. They have the next 4 months to go do that. And if they can put the right people in place, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't, then we'll see where they're at. But they have to get the infrastructure in place before it's a thing. So we'll see what they can do. I don't know. We'll keep you updated. That's the best way I can put it.
Speaking of keeping people updated, because there's no way to transition to this, Impact has announced that, you know, alongside them airing on Pursuit TV, which, what the hell is that? They're also going to start airing the live television shows on Twitch to, I guess, supplement the fact that they aren't on a few major cable providers, Comcast.
They now own their digital rights, so they're going to be airing their content on Twitch because they own the digital rights to do so. So, there you go. We'll see how it turns out. Not going to comment any further. Let's move on.
It is what it is. Moving on to WWE News, a documentary has been announced for Nigel McGuinness. It's going to premiere on the network after NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool,
which is this Saturday on the WWE Network, 2 p.m. Eastern, is the TakeOver show, followed by the documentary at 4:30 p.m. It's called The Nigel McGuinness Story.
And speaking of NXT UK, NXT UK 205 Live and regular NXT are going to be colliding.
What?
In a tourney at the Royal Rumble Access event, where they're all going to get to play together, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
So
what's going to happen is there's going to be at Access. They're going to be filming it. It's going to be air on the network at some point as a special. They're going to have 15 men. It's going to start with a battle royal, and then you're going to have brackets coming out of the elimination of that. So whoever wins the battle royal gets a first round bye in the tournament. So this will be taking place at each session, and then, you know, going from there. For NXT, it's Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, Dominik Dijakovic, Keith Lee, Otis Dozovic. For UK, it's Mark Andrews, Tyler Bate, Travis Banks, Jordan Devlin, Zach Gibson. I like this one. Cedric Alexander, Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, TJP, and a superstar to be named. That's interesting. A superstar to be named.
In quotations.
Yeah. Because they announced it, then they took his name off. I don't remember who it was. But they took his name off because he has not debuted on 205 Live yet. Someone jumped the gun there.
Just a little bit.
So, yeah. So that'll be cool. I'll air on the network at some point. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. It should be a lot of fun for everybody, so.
Gives them something to do during Access. So, like, this is the first Access at a Rumble, a full-on Access. So that's cool. They're stepping it up. That's cool.
And I like that they're extending access beyond Mania. Like, when you have the big four pay-per-views, you have everybody there. You know, there's a lot of downtime before the show, so why not take advantage of it and do a mini access event where you can have the superstars come out and sign autographs and meet people and basically find a way to make more money off the while you're there, because you're parked there for a few days. You're parked there for sure Sunday and Monday. They're there from Thursday on.
Because remember, for the big four, it's TakeOver, pay-per-view, Raw, and SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost a mini-mania of sorts. So why not take advantage of it? So I like that they're doing that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool.
And just a quick note, speaking of NXT UK, congratulations to one Peter Dunne, because I'm officially declaring him the reigning, defending, true champion of WWE, because that grumpy bastard crossed 600 days
pretty good.
As champion, as UK champion.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn snazzy on him, which means it's going to be horrible for my fantasy team. But anyway, so congratulations, Peter. Longest reigning champion of the modern age. He has, well, surpassed Brock Lesnar. Yay! And he just keeps right on ticking. So good for him.
There you go.
So we're going to take our first break of the evening.
No, we're not.
We did all the news.
Did we?
According to the sheet. Oh, wait, no, there's one more thing. Blame Brents!
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
This is awkward. Kota Ibushi with a concussion.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Dude, that is just not nice.
Suffered at Wrestle Kingdom. But now...
Yes, there is a blame Lindsay. I'm very proud of that. I hope she takes him down. I hope she takes everything. I want Bezos's wife, soon to be ex-wife, to own Amazon after this.
All right, so I can do this.
Hashtag blame Lindsay.
I want a divorce.
Yes, Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, and his wife of 25 years, something like that, are getting a divorce. There's no prenup, so it's like almost $150 billion. That's billion with a damn B is on the line. Take it all, sweetheart. Take it all. Take him for everything. Do the thing. Because I think he committed adultery.
There's some tea for you.
Yeah, if that's the case, take him down. Take him for everything, man. Do it. We're all just sitting here with the popcorn. Not to enjoy anybody else's suffering, but... just saying. So, we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back... Yes, we tried to avoid it. We weren't going to talk about it, and then people had to weigh in on it, and now we have to talk about it. So we will be discussing the Priscilla Kelly, a.k.a. the Aunt Flo incident, up next. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack?
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearBook.net, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. And, well, yep. We weren't going to talk about it. And then people had to open their goddamn mouths. And now I have to rant about it because I'm a little irritated by this for a variety of reasons. And hopefully I can make a succinct point, but we'll have to see. So what we're going to talk about, for those of you that are not aware, is former Mae Young competitor Priscilla Kelly at a show towards the end of 2018 was in a basically street fight with her opponent, and the girl's name was Tuna. And so the girl is, her opponent's in a chair, she's exhausted, beat up, whatever. And the spot that they came up with is essentially Priscilla Kelly reaches into her shorts, pulls out a tampon, asks her opponent if she wants to taste the tuna, and then puts the tampon in her face. The tampon has a speck of, or I wouldn't even call it a speck, but basically like a blob of fake blood on it, which if you know anything about a tampon at all, you can look at that thing in 5 seconds and realize, yeah, that's totally not how that's supposed to look. So you know it's not real. But, you know, the premise is still it had come out of inside of her and she put it in this girl's face. And this has received a multitude of reactions from people. There are some people who absolutely love it. They think it's hilarious. I personally laughed at it. I thought it was funny. Disgusting, but funny. And then there are people who are horrified. They're saying that this has ruined the wrestling business. This is disrespectful to it. This is awful. This is crap. She's trash. And I'm just kind of sitting here seeing all these reactions to it. And I'm thinking through my head of all the gross, disgusting things that should have been like a shame on the business. And I'm just talking WWE. I'm not getting into the indies at all. I'm just strictly kind of keeping this on WWE. I have one indie thing, but everything else, because I've actually compiled a list of all the gross crap that I've seen in the course of the however many years I've been watching wrestling now. And I'm just kind of like, really? A girl pulls a tampon out of her pussy and y'all are losing your minds. And when I say y'all, men are losing their minds about this. But yet, you know, Triple H can fuck a mannequin in a funeral home and simulate necrophilia, and that's okay. Like, nobody is horrified by that. We're all just like, oh, oop, that's WWE, and it's fine. But Priscilla Kelly essentially pulls the tampon out, and everybody just freaks. What the hell?
What the hell, y'all? I mean, is it the fact that she pulled something out of her? Because, you know, Mick Foley's been pulling Mr. Sacco out of his pants for years. Rikishi's been shoving his ass in people's faces for years. You know, there's the whole Mr. McMahon examines JR where he pulled stuff out of JR's ass. Literally. Not literally. I mean, it was all fake. But still, the point is they simulated it. I mean, it's like, is it the blood? Because, you know, there's blood everywhere. All over wrestling for years. You know, Steve Austin, classic example, bled every time he wrestled. There's the whole ECW stuff where everybody bled constantly. I mean, it's just, to me, it's like the fact that everybody is horrifying. Yeah, is it disgusting? Yeah, of course it's disgusting. Yeah, I'm there with you. I deal with it all the time. It's disgusting. Not gonna lie. But it's just like, really? You know, it's not any more disgusting than some of the other stuff that I've seen in wrestling. It's really not. I mean, honestly, Katie Vick is right there on top. I actually had to stop watching for about 3 months after that because I just couldn't deal with it. Like, the whole everybody going off saying that this is a disgrace and this is ruining, and people like her are ruining the business. I just feel like people need to take a step back and really look at what's happened at wrestling in the last, I don't know, what, 10 to 15 years? And maybe examine those choices. I mean, my God, Joey Ryan has convinced the entire wrestling community that it's okay to play with his dick for a couple seconds before he flips them with it. And we're all okay with that. I mean, just...
No, we're not.
Everybody is seemingly okay with it.
I'm not. I hate it. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's pointless. I don't know if I was supposed to add any more to that.
No, you can add more to that. You can jump in.
No, keep going. You're good. You're doing good.
I mean, it's... I mean, it's just people acting generally horrified and disgusted by it. I mean, I get it. If you're disgusted by it because, you know, she pulled something out of her body and she shoved it in somebody else's face, and, you know, the germaphobe in you is just going, totally get it. Completely understand. Trust me. I'm right there with you in terms of the germaphobe in me did the same thing, and I'm not one at all. Totally not one, but that just, like, kicked off my inner, just, you know, everything. And I'm like, okay, no, that's not sanitary. That's not cool. But, I mean, in terms of it ruining the business, I don't know. I think that's a little far. I really do.
It hasn't ruined the business. In fact, people in 6 weeks will have forgotten about it. I love the headline I saw. WWE is horrified by this and is under wraps or whatever. For it, like, they're horrified by it. No, no. WWE doesn't care. It's nothing to do with WWE, but because she was in Mae Young Classic, and, you know, New York Post had to use WWE in the headline.
I mean, I will say this for it. It was meant to be shocking. It was meant to get attention. And by God, it has done exactly that. So I can't say that it's necessarily ruined anything. If anything, it's like supremely helped Priscilla Kelly's career. Everybody now knows her name. Everybody is talking about her and this whole thing that happened. So clearly this has been incredibly effective for her in terms of getting everything out there. And the shock value worked. That's exactly what this is. This is a shock value thing.
Shock value worked, right? Yeah, it worked. I thought it was just dumb and pointless. Not that it was gross or anything. It was just...
But it's not any more dumb and pointless than anything else on this list.
Oh, I don't disagree. That's the thing. I don't disagree that the other things are dumb and pointless, but it's like, she was going for attention. She got her attention. Was it disgusting looking? Yeah. But I'm not... Was it offensive to me?
But some people are, like, literally acting like this is just... This is destroying wrestling. Like, she is a stain on wrestling. And I did. I'm going to go through the list of everything that I was able to remember. And while I was compiling this list,
I was more offended by the penises from Joey Ryan at All In than I was by this.
Yeah, a dick is a dick. Once you've seen a dick, you've seen them all. I mean, you know.
But no, because there was more. Anyway, keep going.
And I realized something. So I'm going to read this list.
Okay.
For everybody, because I did take time to, like, actually put this out, like, put this together. So I do want to read the list, and then I want to make a comment about this list. So, at the top, straight up, still probably one of the most horrifying incidents of wrestling to me today would be Katie Vick. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I would recommend you look it up on YouTube, but only if you're over 18.
No,
and I'm
no.
Dead serious about that.
You're wrong. Go get it on the WWE Network. It's available now. First 30
okay,
days are
fine.
Free.
Get it on the network. No, is it on the network?
Yeah, it's on the network.
Okay, you can watch it on the network, but I would strongly advise you being 18 to watch it. I'm not even kidding. It's a thing. I'm not going to get into it, but it's a thing. Mae Young gives birth to a hand, where they literally pulled a hand out of her, and it's covered with gelatin and goo and everything else. Mind you, Mae Young was in her 70s when this happened?
Yep.
70s? 80s?
70s.
So, think about that one. Staying on the top of Mae Young for a second, not that it's disgusting, but Mae Young gets naked in the middle of a ring in her 70s.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. I've seen more of that woman's boobs than I really ever wanted to, but...
I remember the report that they gave her prosthetic boobs at one point for when she did it. They gave her stunt boobs. That was that was the thing.
Well, she never really had a lot. Like, that's the thing.
No, to make it more saggy, they gave her stunt boobs. That's what they said on the internet back in the day.
No,
I don't think it was true. I'm just saying that's what the thing on the internet. Keep going.
So, moving on that, we have the McMahons being doused in shit. Like, it actually fell from the sky.
Yeah, Spirit Squad.
And then, you know, there's Eddie Guerrero spraying the Big Show with shit out of a tanker. Sticking to bodily fluids, we have Shawn Michaels throwing his pee on Vince McMahon during a botched drug test that was aired live on television. We have the classic The Undertaker hangs the Big Boss Man after their Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, I got a peeing one for you.
Ew.
Val Venus peeing on the Big Show.
Yep, there's that. And speaking of Val Venus, Choppy Choppy the Pee-Pee, where we almost had a live male castration on Monday Night Raw.
I choppy choppy your pee-pee.
We have Snitsky drop-kicking the baby.
It wasn't my fault.
We had the terrorist angle, where the Undertaker got choked out with a piano wire. That's
insert racist music here for Muhammad
Khan. Yeah, huh?
Yep, keep going.
The boogeyman rips Jillian Hall's mole off her face and eats it.
I'm the boogeyman, and I'm coming to get ya.
Vince McMahon beats the crap out of his daughter in a match.
And it's male versus... That doesn't belong on the list.
The Kiss My Ass Club. That whole wonderful thing.
Did you know Mr. McMahon's ass can do tricks?
It can. It can twerk.
It can twerk.
I don't think he can do that now.
I don't think he can do it now. But back in the day, his ass could do tricks. He was proud of it.
Speaking of things I never wanted to see in my life and things that I never want to see in my life again... is Vince McMahon's ass. Just...
Especially now.
Then we have, you know, the Sting faces. We all remember that. And then there's the whole thing that some people may remember, some people may not remember, and that is the debacle of Tim White.
Oh, God.
Where the man tried to commit suicide weekly on TV.
It was on .com.
No, but still, he tried to do it. Like, they have videos. I think you can still find them.
Yeah, it was a web series on .com.
Where he did all sorts of different things to, quote-unquote, kill himself. So those are just the things that I could think of off the top of my head. And as I'm compiling this list, I realized all of these things happened probably 10 to 15 years ago. And that in the modern era, this doesn't happen. So I realize why this is so shocking to everybody is that you don't see this type of thing happen in the modern era. This is something that would be more reserved for the Attitude Era.
What? Not the Attitude Era. No, that's not the sacred Attitude Era where nothing was wrong ever.
Yeah, this was something that would have happened in the Attitude Era, and honestly, I'm surprised it took somebody this long to do it. I've been kind of waiting for it, but yeah, I don't know, I'm not defending it. I don't agree with it. I think it was highly effective in terms of getting her name out there, in terms of doing what she wanted it to do. I feel it's done its job. I feel like so many sensibilities are offended by this for no really good reason. And she's getting attacked really unnecessarily for it.
Welcome to the internet in 2019.
Right? But it's like everybody's freaking out about it. And it's just like, this is so unnecessary. Y'all are really freaking out for no reason whatsoever. But yeah, I did want to talk about it in this context where it's like, again, people are like, oh, she's ruining wrestling. No, she's not. No, she's not. And honestly, everybody that's like saying that she's ruining wrestling really kind of needs to look at like their life choices.
Okay, here I'll go on the opposite end. She is ruining wrestling if it becomes her shtick.
Yeah, if it becomes her shtick, yeah, I would agree with that. Then it's like, okay, no, that's not cool. But it's like, as a one-time thing, it is what it is. It happened. It was effective. It got her attention. And it was part of the match. And it was, honestly, I laughed. Because I've been waiting for someone to do that. I have legit been waiting for a woman to go there with that for a really long time.
Yeah, that was saying that. The people who should, again, you have to do your research. It was a 21 plus show, so it was no kids or nothing.
Yeah, right. It was an adult show.
Yeah, but same point. People take offense to everything on the internet. Everything. Is it shocking? Yeah. Is it the most outrageous thing you've seen in 2019? Yes, because 2019 is 10 days old. Will we see more offensive things than wrestling the rest of the year? Probably. Will this be forgotten? Yeah.
Unless
she continues to do it like she became Joey Ryan's dick flip, which is still the dumbest thing in professional wrestling. And if you continue to take the dick flip, why? Why? A magical dick can flip you around? Really? That's wrestling? Okay. It's more offensive than anything in wrestling these days. That's killing the business.
But that's okay because it's a dick. You get a pussy involved in it and then everybody just freaks out.
If there's a pussy flip, then let's see. Equal opportunity. We now need the pussy flip, right? Right.
Somebody get on that.
Someone want to start that movement?
And I didn't want to call sexism. Like, I didn't want to play that card. But honestly, that's kind of almost what this feels like at this point, is it is a little sexist. Because, again, everything that I've called out, more or less, has involved all men.
Yeah, but there are women who are offended by it, so...
There are women who are offended by it, but just in terms of people ruining the business and doing stupid stuff, it's like everybody that I've called out on this list, with the exception of Mae Young, is all men that did this. So it's like, you know, again, it's like just in terms of Joey Ryan's dick flip. It's like they literally grab him by the balls and then he flips them. Or they flip themselves. But it's something
stop. He flips them. Don't break the kayfabe. I mean, come on.
Whatever. Anyway.
His dick does the thing. They don't flip themselves. It does it for, like...
Whoever does the flipping, whatever the flipping occurs... He does it, but it's like, and that's what I said. He has convinced the wrestling community that this is okay, this is fine. But I feel like if a woman were to try this on this, that she would either be laughed at or it wouldn't, or they would just call her out on it blatantly for it. Like basically, oh, it's disgusting, it's inappropriate, it's this, it's that. It's like, if anything, watching wrestling, I feel like there is really almost nothing inappropriate for wrestling anymore. Just with where WWE went in the Attitude Era, where ECW went, where a lot of other promotions have gone, really the only thing that's truly inappropriate for wrestling now would be blatant racism.
Brother.
I mean, blatant racism, blatant xenophobia, blatant all the really, really bad, horrible things. That's too far for wrestling in me. But everything else, it's kind of like there really is no line for it because all the lines were crossed in the magical attitude era. Like, just to reference back to it, just remembering everything that happened to it. Like, the majority of everything that I've listed off, with the exception, I think, of Joey Ryan, I think everything else was attitude era.
No.
Some of it's the ruthless aggression era, but the majority of it is attitude.
Majority attitude, there was some stuff after the effect. Anyway, so that's that. So there you go.
There you go, but I didn't want to talk about this, but I did want to talk about it, because it's like I've been seeing everything going on, and it's like, you know, I just need to comment on this, because it's like I'm seeing all these sensibilities offended by it, and it's like, really? A tampon is what offends you? With everything that's happened in wrestling, a tampon is what offends you. Think about it, y'all. Really think about it. Think of everything you've watched in the history of wrestling, and you're going to get your panties in a wad about a tampon. Okay. All right. So, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we will be doing Tweet of the Week, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. It's The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass...
fear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right.
And she's still muted. So welcome back to Rack Live right here on the Wild
I'm
Talk
Radio. I'm not muted. I didn't see it. Good God. Give me a second to see
it. I gave
it.
Like you 30 seconds. Just... It was 30 seconds.
30. Oh my God. It's 30 seconds. Chill. Your tit. Calm it.
Presented by Gerwick.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211.
Like Jesus. At least let me get my glasses back on my face.
Anyway, Tweet of the Week.
Hey, hey,
short version of.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, I was a little busy at work. I didn't have time to find any, so we're just going to give this a rock.
All right.
So, Whips tweeted out
if
this.
If you did yoga on stream, I'd donate. Well,
I do like downward facing dog. Is that one? Wait, is that a sex position? Oh boy. No, downward facing dog. Wait.
It could be a sex position.
I don't know if that's, is that yoga? I mean, what's really the difference between yoga and sex? Really? I mean, positionally, like there's not that much of a difference, I guess. It's just yoga not making, you know, you're not doing the, you get what I'm saying. Anywho. All right. So, yeah.
There's no bang, bang, bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
There you go. Courage JD goes, please roast, Wendy's, please roast me. Wendy's, you're the only dude that flossed when Ninja asked you to. Me, not a lie. All right, potatoes. Hey, Wendy's, hit us with your best tot. Wendy's, the freezer burn you collect when everyone forgets about you isn't enough.
Ooh.
Austin Creed, so my New Year's resolution is to work my cheeks off trying to get me gorgeous Tyler Breeze and Zelina Vega as contestants on on Wheel of Fortune. It would just warm my heart to see Patch Ajax mocking Breeze for all his wrong answers. And Tyler Breeze never replied to that one. So, sad face. This is for hashtag White House sitcoms. Fresh off the boat and into detainment. Parks and Recreation, closed due to shutdown. Faulty Trump Towers. Arrest in development. Hanging with Mr. Putin. 2.5 brain cells. And finally, Renee Young, out for dinner, and John just told me I was dressed like a member of Judas Priest.
Take it as a compliment and then take him home. I don't know.
That's all you can do, and that's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, well now we are going to talk all about SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
It's very amusing when The Miz tries to get Shane McMahon to be his partner. They have great chemistry together.
They really do.
Like, they have a segment where Shane's like, you gotta go out there and seize the opportunity and, you know, make your own opportunity, basically. So that's what Miz did. He goes out there after the Usos lost to The Bar. And if the Usos won, they would get a title shot. But, you know, they lost, so it didn't do much. So, Miz goes out there, and he challenges The Bar for a tag team match. For a tag title match. And they beat him up and everything out like that. They let him out. They kicked him out. Kicked him in the face. So afterwards, Shane's like, what were you doing? And all that fun stuff. And then Shane slyly goes,
you need a partner.
You need a partner. And like, yeah. Let's do it. And they finally agree to get on the same page that they're going to challenge for the tag titles at the Royal Rumble.
Which I feel like this is going to end so badly for Miz, but I love this right now because it's just amazing.
Or at the same time, we could see Miz and Shane McMahon as tag team champions.
I'd be okay with that at this point.
I love how they were, like, Miz was like, we got to go with the white gear. And Shane's like, no, not feeling the white leather. No, he was not feeling all the white leather. And Miz is like, okay, maybe we'll do the red. Maybe we'll do the red.
Shane, honestly, I don't feel like Shane could pull off the white leather. Like, the little trunks, I just don't think he could do that.
I don't think he could pull off trunks to begin with.
That wouldn't stop him from trying.
Oh yeah, I know.
It stopped no one else in the past.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Show opened with Daniel Bryan in the concession stands, and he was talking about how soda is bad for you, and it's emptiness and garbage, and how there's a hot dog he threw one out. Took one out of a fan's hand and then spilled soda on a fan because it's high fructose corn syrup. It's ruining the planet. And then he gets into the arena and first then he gets to the merch stand and sees all the AJ Styles gloves and shirts, and he doesn't want to continue to contribute to this waste in the environment, which is why there's no more Yes Movement shirts. And then he called the fans weak and pathetic, and he's out there to save the planet and he's changing the world for the better.
Can we talk about how red Brian's face got during this?
Oh, it got red.
Oh my god, I thought he was going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Brian, calm down. Honey, calm down. It's okay. Like, I legit am not kidding. He was red, like tomato red in the face. And quality job on him for acting like that. For acting and getting himself that worked up that his face just was like red.
So then he gets back in through the fans, he called one impotent, and then he got jumped by R-Truth. Now going back a couple weeks, R-Truth got beat up by Daniel Bryan, so this is R-Truth getting some revenge. It turned into the match, Daniel Bryan beating R-Truth, and then he got attacked by AJ Styles.
AJ.
So two shows this week open differently and end with a brawl. Not bad.
No, I'll take it.
Not bad there. Not bad there at all. Andrade Cien Almas and Samoa Joe defeated Rey Mysterio and Mustafa Ali. Good match.
I like Joe and Andrade together.
I liked Rey and Andrade together.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything about Mustafa Ali, but I liked Rey and Andrade had the nice Code Red Canadian Destroyer spot. I really liked that spot. That was really good.
It was an awesome spot. I think the problem with Rey and Mustafa, and I don't mean this negatively to Rey, is Mustafa at this point in Rey's career moves just a little bit too fast for him. And so Rey can't quite keep up with him. He was having a hard time. He had a little bit easier time with Andrade, and I think Andrade was slowing down for Rey.
Oh, yeah. We had Sombra Rusev, who, you know, was very upset because Shinsuke crossed the line last week because he hurt Lana. He was very, very upset. And then Shinsuke appeared on the truck and said, "It wasn't my fault." He showed footage where it was Rusev who kicked Shinsuke, and then Lana fell, which is why Lana got hurt. And Rusev went charging after him. And then Shinsuke attacked him backstage, ran with a crate a few times before being pulled apart. So there was that. I love how Rusev was talking, and he's like, he was trying not to put himself over, but then he talked about how awesome he was at the same time of not trying to be putting himself over.
That's all that man knows how to do is put himself over, and he's damn good at it. I'm not mocking him at all, but yeah, he's Rusev is good at putting one person over, and that is himself. He can get Lana over if he also talks about himself.
Yeah, because Lana is the best.
Lana's number one.
Bump, bump. Then you had a fantastic main event. Charlotte Flair, Carmella, and Becky Lynch for a shot at Asuka at the Royal Rumble. They had a hell of a match. Very entertaining. Carmella was really good. Becky and Charlotte were really good, as always. Love this match. Thought all three women were really outstanding in it. Becky Lynch picked up the win. Is now headed to the Royal Rumble. Square off against Asuka and get her belt back.
Hey, I'm okay with this. I'm fine with this.
Very enjoyable.
Very enjoyable. A lot of fun and easy 2 hours to watch. I mean, I will say this for WWE, when they said, "Okay, we're going to completely redo the product because y'all aren't happy," they kind of took that to heart. Is it the best thing I've ever seen? No, but it's better.
They're doing different things.
They're pushing different people. They're trying different things. They're doing different stories.
And what's interesting, I like, and it's usually mainly on SmackDown, the women are the main event, and it's not just, "Oh my God, the women are the main event." It's just, okay, the women are main eventing.
Yeah, the women run that show. Becky Lynch is the top star on that show right now.
Would you say she's the man?
She is the man. She is the man.
So that's SmackDown.
That's SmackDown. You want to do NXT?
Yeah.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Johnny Gargano comes to the ring. Talked about how success relies on two things: wins and championships, and he'll do better in 2019. He'll win, and in 2019, Gargano will be a champion.
Okay.
He brought up Tommaso's name, got some boos, and then those boos turned into DIY chants, and it was one time. It was only a one-time thing. It won't be happening again. He's still a piece of trash. I love that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brought up Ciampa's proposal of Gargano versus Ricochet for the North American title. And Gargano said if Gargano wants the title, he'll come and take it, which had Ricochet come out. Ricochet called Gargano a homie and said the guy Gargano just had to ask for a title shot. Ricochet asked Gargano that question if Gargano was going to try to take the title face-to-face or via sneak attack in the parking lot. And this then brought out Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa comes out on the stage. Gargano, "Shut up. Don't say anything. Don't talk about anything. Get out of here." Before he could do it, Aleister Black appeared on the screen, and he talked about how Ciampa needs to pay more attention to Black, or else Ciampa will fade to Black. And had the lights go out, came back on with Black attacking Ciampa. They brawled. While everyone was distracted, Gargano hit a super kick to Ricochet. Shades of Shawn Michaels.
It was a sweet kick, too.
It was sweet chin music.
Sure, we'll go with that. Anyway, so yeah, this was a fantastic opening segment. I loved how they did this. And I love how Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are almost sort of realigning a little bit.
A little bit.
Where Johnny's realized, oh, hey, maybe Tommaso wasn't talking out of his backside after all.
You had Bianca Belair and Nikki Cross. They had a good match. This was the best match I've seen Belair have. She actually got a chance to wrestle a longer match, which was really good. Nikki Cross was great in her send-off in NXT. One thing I'm getting really tired of, and it's not to pick on them about it, it's to pick WWE about it. The, oh my god, I made it in before 10 spot, can we stop? We see it every week. Everyone makes it.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do that, you really sort of have to have it where people don't make it on occasion.
Yeah, but everyone makes it. Anyway, Bianca won. She's headed to take over to face Shayna Baszler.
Hey.
Yeah, the Street Profits cutting a promo back outside, in the outside. They talked about how they evolved in 2018. Get it?
Yeah.
They then talked about how all the doors were closing, but they found one that's open, and they're going to be opening more doors in 2019. Marcel Barthel and Fabian Eichner took on two dudes. They beat them. Yay. Squash match. It was more of a back and forth, but it was mainly to put the two over. Then you had the main event, EC3, Adam Cole.
Oh, this was so pretty.
Good match.
Mm-hmm. Very good match.
Good match. Adam Cole got the win. Afterwards, they put a beat down on EC3, which had the War Raiders come out to make the save. It was made official that it will be Undisputed Era and the War Raiders at TakeOver as well. Nice stuff. You wrote out Nikki Cross and EC3, basically, for the most part. You got to put Bianca over, heading into her title match, and you set up a match for TakeOver. I mean,
all in all, not bad.
It accomplished a lot, because you're 2 weeks from Saturday is the next TakeOver.
Now I just need Ethan to, you know, go on Raw and win all the things.
I mean, he could.
Or go on SmackDown and win all the things.
I mean, he could. I mean, that's a thing. So there you go.
That's NXT, and I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a show.
All right, everybody, so stay tuned, because I think in a few minutes we'll be back with Fortnite with friends. We got to round the friends up, but we'll be doing something in some capacity in Fortnite until we can get everybody, so stay tuned for that. But you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight, this is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the usual. What are we doing for the Grand and Great Debate? I don't know yet. We'll find out. GrandandGreatDebate.com. Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They will be talking all things All Elite Wrestling. Yep, that's going to be a thing, so tune in for that. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Total Bellas Season 4, Episode 1 will be available on Sunday night once Total Bellas ends. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow and subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. And if you play the Fortnite, if you're one of those millions people who play the Fortnite, in the item shop, use creator code ROCKINSOCK. That's to support me. That's a thing. They approve the thing so I can help publish islands and stuff. And you can use the codes and all that fun stuff when you buy skins and emotes and what have you. So do a thing. Cool? Cool.
Support the Rock and Sock.
There you go. Anyway, that's all I got.
Alright, well, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. Don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, Gerwick.net, Fightboot.com, and MBGFilms, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week, but we're also going to be back in just a couple minutes with Fortnite with Friends. So, till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.